Unit 5 is in the process of issuing $16.5 million in working cash fund bonds. This comes after the district decided to forego placing a referendum on this year's ballot. GLT's Mary Cullen talks with Unit 5 Superintendent Mark Daniel about the need for a referendum in the future, redistricting plans, and more.
Last year, GLT asked about redistricting to better balance student loads among buildings. Unit 5 did a study. You talked about scheduling public input, and then the district backed off, saying that you thought you could make do. Now there's about 700 more students at Normal Community than Normal West. Do you still feel that way?
Actually, the enrollments are lower at Normal Community than they were last year. So that tells us that with what's been happening in our local economy and local community, that we'll not be able or will not need to look at redistricting.
Some NCHS students were asked to volunteer to give up their lockers. Some teachers are telling us they have concerns about safety from overcrowding in disaster drills, where the safe places might be overfilled. Class sizes at community have crept above 30 in many cases, even with online courses to soak up some of the overage. That can't be great. Why not bite the political bullet and redistrict to high schools, even if the elementaries are okay?
A good question. All of our high schools, actually, they'll find classes over 30. Not the best case scenario for us, so be it at West or be it at Normal Community. In regards to actual number of folks in a building, if you look at the fire department and what is allowed and not allowed, we're not even close to any one of the buildings. However, we do look at lockers. We do look at what's the usage of lockers. You mentioned that topic. In reality, students use those less and less. They carry things in their book bags. They very infrequently, some don't even, they'll never use a locker. So that was one of the solutions principal came up with to say, do we really need those lockers? No. Are they potentially sharing? Yes. But in reality, we've added additional lockers and we'll continue to look at that as a need, but our enrollment is decreasing. And that's, again, as we look at that whole trend line, we're going to continue to closely monitor it and have the proper facilities. So we do see a trend in more blended learning, which is a new course instructional process, if you will. And that means that there might be only 3 days a student is in a physical classroom. The other 2 days, they'll go to more of a commons area. That, therefore, more of a college structure. Nice to transition our juniors and seniors into that type of format so they become more accustomed to. It is also your responsibility on those days where you're not having direct instruction. However, that also affords teachers to have individualized time with students who need additional assistance. So we're going to look at more and more of those strategies, and some districts have really accelerated that process. We're at the very beginning of that stage. Likewise, more and more of our students are looking for additional coursework from universities, be it Heartland Community College, be it ISU. We're very open to that as well. So the physical plan itself, I believe we're well positioned.
There continues to be low-level chatter in the community about the prospect of Unit 5 building a field house for sports usable by both high schools. Where do those discussions stand today?
You know, I don't know where those are, so I can't address those. I have not been part of that discussion. Again, I'll just say from our viewpoint, from a school perspective, we have excellent facilities. We'll continue to maintain those facilities because we believe that's what our citizens want of us as school officials and as a school board. We have almost $2 billion in property assets and property equipment, so in buildings. So therefore, we are very strategic in how we continue to maintain those. And I'll also say this, from the perspective of a community-type program, I think having witnessed in other communities, it is definitely an economic boost if it's done well. And my advice would be do it well if it's going to happen. And see what kind of outside then participants and teams and whatever would happen at that point in time. The flow of additional funds because of lodging, restaurants, and various other things, you know, fast food, not just fast food, but your everything retail-wise. That's important. And there are some communities, someone's going to do that. And since we are sort of a hub for IHSA activities, it seems like a very natural fit for us to be hub for other club-type activities, whether it be soccer, volleyball, softball, which we already are, various other sports and activities that now are truly led by clubs, which are remedied by a great amount of traveling. And if you've ever been part of a traveling team, as having a young daughter who was involved in those, it is rather extensive. And you spend quite a bit of dollars in those communities that you play in. So with that, you want quality facilities, and we'll see what happens with this.
Unit 5 School Superintendent Mark Daniel talking with GLT's Mary Cullen. Based on the current schedule, Unit 5 will receive proceeds from the $16.5 million in working cash fund bonds in early November.